Good afternoon and welcome to today's version of the Market Close Report. The Australian share market kicked off the new month on a rather strong note. We were up by as much as 1.3% earlier today, but finished on a slightly softer note with a gain of around 1%. But thanks to today's gains, the ASX 200 is down by just a bit more than 1% so far this year. It's also hovering around 7-month highs. But the main catalyst behind the strong buying sentiment that we saw in markets today was a rally in the United States overnight, which comes after Fed Chair Jerome Powell held a speech and basically provided some interest rate guidance. He basically signaled that the pace at which interest rates were increasing could slow down over the next few months. And that fueled a broad-based rally, not only in the markets over in the United States, but also in our market. I mean, looking across the sectors, we saw most sectors improve. The financial sector snapped 3 straight days of gains. It was helped by a rally in the big 4 banks. The tech sector was on track to have its best day in around 3 weeks, but finished with a more modest gain of 0.9%. But the standout today was the mining sector, which recently posted its best month on record. And today, it rose by a bit more than 2.5%. In fact, gold and iron ore miners were among some of the best performers in our market today. But in saying that, let's have a look at some of the companies that released announcements in the market today. Domino's Pizza basically came out this morning with an equity raise announcement. It entered a trading halt, but it announced that it will try and raise $165 million via equity issuance. Now, the issuance price of its raise hasn't been confirmed yet, but Domino's Pizza has said that the proceeds of its raise will be used to partly fund an acquisition of shares that it has in a joint venture over in Germany. And it says that any excess funds will also be used to retire some of its debt. In addition to the equity raise, Domino's Pizza has reaffirmed its guidance for the current financial year that it provided roughly a month ago at its annual general meeting. Elsewhere in the market, medical device company Cochlear came out today. It said that the ACCC has basically raised some concerns over its $170 million acquisition of Oticon Medical. Now, Cochlear says that it doesn't believe the acquisition will change the competitive landscape too much, but it has signaled that the next speed bump for the acquisition is likely to be on the 16th of March next year, which the ACCC has also said that it will provide an update and a final decision on the acquisition by. Now, before market open tomorrow, important inflation data will be handed down in the United States, and that's the PCE core deflator. Now, that's important because that's the Federal Reserve's preferred tool of measuring inflation. So it could dictate how the central bank changes its pace of interest rate hikes over the next few months. So any shocks there might set the tone as to how our market kicks off trade tomorrow morning. But in saying that, the Aussie dollar currently trades around 68 US cents. But on that note, have a good evening and enjoy your night.